Let's see.
You people be most patient with me, and I appreciate it. Let's say meat that's kept too long or out of refrigeration, you would say the meat has...
Spoiled.
Tainted.
Tainted, okay. And on the other hand, if you were to say spoiled, this would... How would you say that?
Well, this meat's spoiled.
Okay. And butter, on the other hand, what would you describe it as being? If
it's rancid.
Butter getting strong.
All right. Now, kind of a combination of meat made from the head of the hog, and it may have other things mixed into it. I guess this is sometimes called head cheese.
That's right.
And that was what you would
term it. Yeah, that's what we called
it. You ever hear of liver sausage?
Yeah.
What's in liver sausage?
Well, it's about the same thing as head cheese, only it's got a little liver in it and gives it the liver flavor.
And how about blood sausage? You ever use that expression?
Yeah, blood pudding. Blood pudding.
What's that?
Well, that's
what it means.
That's mostly cereal with just a small amount of blood to make it red and spices. It's mostly cereal.
Put cornmeal in it.
Cornmeal and
flour.
Wheat flour.
And what animal is...
It's from a hog.
Little pieces of meat, what'd you call that?
Yeah.
Little
chunks of fat meat.
And scrapple.
Well, that's another name for this head cheese, like, you know, they...
It has cornmeal in.
It does have cornmeal.
Yeah, it has cornmeal. Or they kind of fried that, you know, too. They'll let it set up, you know. We still make beef sausage and grits. We call it grits, what we make out of our head meat.
How about the term sauce? Sauce,
S-O-U-S-E. Sauce, that's another on the head cheese line. You know, it's just off all the ears and the and the feet. I mean,
the
leg part. You know, you need that that jelly, you know, that you get out of them legs, you know, and out of the hocks to hold this stuff together, you know. Because you get a jelly out of there just like they make glue, you know, out of the horses, you know, where they get their glue out of them horse bones.
Let's see. What is that again?
Pound horse.
And what is that, sir?
That's down that head cheese line again.
It's more of the same.
maybe a little more onion in it.
A little more onion. All right, now, salt pork, what would that be?
That'd be beef pork that'd been in salt brine, strong enough to carry an egg, and then they keep it in there for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh, 3 weeks. And then it's... How about flitch? F-L-I-T-C-H.
Never heard of that.
I hadn't either.
Rind.
Okay. And the name you would give to milk after it sours and gets big curds in it?
Clabber milk.
Mm-hmm. Clabber milk, you would call?
Cottage cheese.
You used to call it schmearcase, too, I guess.
Would you have ever called it schmearcase?
Well, you could call it schmearcase, but cottage cheese is just the next thing to clabber milk, you know. Next day, why, it's cottage cheese. Yeah, I'd say it's just the next stage, you know.
Schmearcase is a little...
A little longer
in making.
Yeah, a little more clabbering to it.